fall Carlos Condit. And I remember it was in March 15th. I was a young fighter in the UFC, begging and screaming to fight Carlos. He was the number one ranked welterweight at the time. And I remember his coach Wink at the time said nobody wanted to strike with Carlos Condit, nobody in the welterweight division. And I said, I know one person that will. And it was just the utter disrespect that they would think that a person doesn't have blood in their veins and nobody would want to strike with them. And I just took that personal. And I feel the same way about this fight.
Just gonna work on just some top games, some of the positions that we're gonna be looking to try to get into in the fight.
You can just snake the leg with your right leg.
I feel good. I just it's the last workout before the cut, so it's a good time to like go a little bit harder than usual, you know. I'm ready for everything.
In. We got some FIFA as well, some Call of Duty. But for this guy, I just saved 2K for him. Give him some problems. Let him go home with some things to think about.
Just let my work do the talking for me.
Okay. Found out that Zabit didn't have an opponent, and somebody tweeted on Twitter that they should give me the fight, and I reposted and said, hell yeah, I'm down.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, where you at? 25-9, into the first. Uh-huh. So many people from Russia tell me that I'm gonna die, so I just send them a little emoji back that's a little whatever. Let me find out. I mean, he's good. He's good at not getting hit. There's no emotion, but we're gonna try to find it.
This is my traditional morning omelet. I eat this like every morning, lots of veggies and stuff, and try and keep it healthy 5 weeks for sure. No cheese or anything.
I am fighting Tatiana Padilla Suarez, wrestler versus wrestler, you know, but it's not a wrestling match, it's a fight.
Hello.
Look at what I'm eating. And look at what Coach is eating.
Hey, I'm eating fruits. Look at that.
I'm a little jealous, not gonna lie.
I definitely think I have the advantage with experience, and I think that adversity is something that I'm more used to, and hopefully that's gonna give me the advantage.
This is my normal phone, and this is my fight week bat phone, my burner. For me, I just like to stay disconnected from everything, just totally focused on the fight. The only people who have this number are these two guys, one other coach, my manager, and my mom for emergencies. You never know, my parents. But yeah, that's it. This phone is strictly business, fight week.
They show you something.
Huh?
No, this is not mine. This is my coach's. I fight against Jessica Andrasch. This is a very important fight for me and for her, because girl who wins this fight will be fight for a title. I hope so. I think she is very strong and she has amazing wrestling and her ground game is great. And in this fight, I want to prove that my ground game is on the same level or maybe on highest level.
Oh, you got a lot of shopping bags over there.
I show you something because I have two dogs and I buy something for them. This is for Mammoth. I think everybody knows Mammoth. And Mammoth have younger brother, Gatti. And this is gift for Gatti. Little monster. Mammoth and Gatti. They are like my babies.
Oh,
so good.
What's up, man? How you doing, champ? Good to see you too, brother.
You like my sons right now.
Come on, be a twig.
I look like you did yesterday.
I know, right?
Not today.
Wait, I'm a little choky.
Yeah.
Hey, it's whatever, I feel slim.
Dude, that's about how you feel. Day of, not about freaking making weight.
Nah, it's all about the making weight. I like watching Food Network.
That's what I was just saying, I was doing last night.
Oh, I gotta go.
I'm being summoned, my bad.
We'll see you guys.
Yeah, I was trying to see if I was going to say something.
No. I wasn't. I was just getting in the place in case it happened.
He don't want that smoke.
Thank you guys so much for coming out to the UFC 228 open workouts. Up first, she is the number one winner, Valentina Shevchenko.
What parts of Nico's game do you feel like you can exploit?
You know, I prepared for everything. Doesn't matter what she has in her mind, I just will stop and put my game.
One more time, guys. Valentina Shevchenko.
Are you off to open workouts?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry for holding you up.
Not a problem. There you go.
Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you so much. This fight can literally go anywhere, and I'd be really, really happy if it went to the ground, obviously. I've been a purple belt for 3 years. Oh, medieval times! We should go to medieval times and do open workouts. But I've been working on my stand-up and that's become well-rounded and a lot more fun. Now it's getting real, seeing my name up on the banners and stuff.
She is the first ever UFC Women's Flyweight Champion, the first ever Native American UFC Champion, the Tough 26 winner, Nico Montano. Being an underdog is nothing new to you. Why is that?
I've been an underdog my whole fight career, and I'm the champ, so it doesn't matter. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
Karen, the gorilla, too.
It's good. Texas, I didn't know what our fans. I suppose you have a loyal fans wherever you go in the world, so.
You know, not making weight, you get all this attention for it. It's like you're the only fighter who's ever missed weight in the division in the whole of the UFC. It's not true, but it's a mistake on my part, and Friday, all the talk will be done. No motherfucker can ask me a question about weight again. He's getting slapped. You know, I'm in my moment now where I just want to fight. I live for this. I'm just ready to fight. I'm not ready for anything else. I'm not ready for... I don't think about anything. I don't really care about anything. I just want Saturday to come as quick as possible for me to show why I'm one of the best fighters alive. I say it time and time again. And I'll continue to prove it against the best. Tyron Woodley is, in my opinion, one of the best welterweights of all time. And I will prove that I will beat him and be one of the best myself. Everyone's going to get a pick, don't worry.
Everyone's getting it!
All right,
guys,
closing the show tonight and again on Saturday night. This man needs no introduction.
It feels great to be back. I feel great to have an opponent that really think he wants some, to go out there and train and just have that mindset, you know, this is personal.
They think they want some! They don't really want some!
The storyline and what everybody think is going to happen is about to change once again. It's always the case, and that's why it's personal. I want to go out there and I want to send a message once and for all and just go out there and do what I do best. Who's faster? Who's stronger? Who sat more people down with one punch? Who's a better wrestler? Who's a better grappler? Who's had more experience against high-level opponents, world-class opponents, who done the 5-minute walk many, many times? You're gonna be looking at me every time you answer that question.